Unfortunately, what's come out of the Scientific Committee on Pacific Bluefin is very little. This is a stock that's at 2.6% of its unfished levels. The mandate and responsibility of the WCPFC to ensure that it's appropriately managed, and yet they managed to offer no sensible conservation and management advice whatsoever, despite indications that the reproductive capacity of the population is nearly at a historic low.
And as you say, less than 3% of the original stocks left.
That's right. And if ever there was a situation where you would expect a scientific committee with that information in front of them to provide clear advice, this would be it. And they summarily have failed to do so, which is of great concern and disappointment.
So are we seeing politics trump science here?
Well, I think it's very clear that we're in a situation where, despite stated commitments to following the science, it's becoming ever more obvious that short-term political or economic concerns are trumping sustainable management, and that is just unacceptable. And we can only hope that when the commission meeting rolls around in December, that we see some movement by commission members in the right direction towards stronger management.
The other big issue was a new assessment of stocks of the most important canning tuna species, which is skipjack. What came out of deliberations on that?
Well, I think what we see with the situation with skipjack at the moment is that while the stock is in a reasonably good condition, moves to actually ensure that it's managed appropriately going forward are kind of fraught with short-term political interests from only a small number of members of the commission. And once again, we're seeing debate that does not actually mirror the science, but is in some ways attempting to modify or change what is a really clear scientific direction.
So which countries are working to undermine the efforts to keep these stocks into the future?
Well, I think sort of it depends on which stock you're talking about. I think it's quite clear that when you're looking at Pacific Bluefin, the vast majority of catches are actually in Japan. And when you're looking at stocks of skipjack, there's certainly a substantial amount of leadership being shown by the island countries that is sometimes facing difficulty from other members of the commission.
Environment groups like Pew, WWF and all the other groups that are there working as observers are there to keep these institutions honest. Now, you've had an opportunity to get up and try and have your say. What happens when you do that?
Well, as you say, the observer organizations here, many of us are investing and participating in attempting to help the commission members actually enact their responsibilities to ensure sustainable management of fish stocks in the region. And it's certainly recognized within the convention itself, the value of our organizations, even though we're not direct resource owners. And unfortunately, on this occasion, when we actually tried to indicate concerns with the way that the politicization of the science was affecting the advice, we were unable to gain an opportunity to speak on the floor.
And so you were blocked?
Well, concern. Yes.
More than once?
Yes.
The commission is actually bound to listen to the best scientific evidence. Where do things go from here? Is it all up to this meeting in December in Fiji?
Well, I think, you know, it really is. It's really up to the member countries of the commission to ensure that they review this prior to the meeting in December and that they actually come prepared to really interrogate and ensure that they are following the best scientific advice and not get caught in the politics, but actually follow the science. We've recently produced a report, Pew Charitable Trust, showing that the global tuna industry is worth $42.5 billion a year, and the vast proportion of that comes out of Pacific waters. There just is an absolute economic and cultural imperative to ensure that these stocks are managed appropriately, and we just hope that come December, the countries that are members of this commission come together and make sure that that happens.